2, August 15th, 1995. Thank you, Commander.
You will have the ones who come along and, why didn't you tell me? Well, obviously, you didn't listen, because it isn't that you haven't been told. You haven't perceived. You have to face the fact that the majority of entities on the planet will have come and will go in whatever form. In ignorance. They will never know what hit them. Not only that, they will fight you to the death for their right to do exactly that. So when you have grown into the ability to see how it is and recognize what is, you have to move on. You cannot go back and pound your head and die with them, because knowing and going back into that is an insult to God. It doesn't mean you don't go back and try to pull your brother out of the fire if his car is burning. But if he demands to stay in the car, get the heck out of there. Live to save somebody who wants to be saved. And that in itself is the hardest thing you will ever do. This is what is wrong with 9/10 of the marriages that ever take place in the first place. You try to save something that is dead and gone, or you go ahead and you bury it farther. I will sacrifice myself for you, darling. I'm going to tell you, if darling is demanding you to sacrifice yourself for her or him, it's over. Well, I just can't believe like you do. Nobody asked you to. And go your way. If you know it's right way. Why do they rant and rave and tear at you until they destroy you? Because they know it is the right way and they don't have the right way, and they don't want to give up what you might have. And they certainly don't want you to grow enough to see that they are such little failures. Now you can do that, that is your prerogative, that is your free will. But what I really resent is that a child is caught in the middle of this kind of garbage. And you just stay together for the sake of the child. What you're really saying is, we're going to stay together till we kill the child. And I really get uptight about the children. If you really want to do something for that child, love its mother. And if you are a woman, love its father, and give respect to one another and to the child. It is not your possession, but you are responsible. And you treat it with respect. And you stop teaching it all the wrong things. You let it grow. Let it grow in the light. And set an example. It's worth looking at. And it takes most of you half a century to begin to let it see through. To really begin to say, hey, man. And now you've got to outdo and carry the guilt and everything else. And yet, no matter what, you're not going to be able to teach that youngster to grow. Because of your experience. It's got to do it, hasn't it? So you are in the undoing stage of a society or a civilization that has finally buried itself. Well, it is just as hard to uncover and bring back as was to bury it, inch by inch. So think about what you do. What you do is your business, but don't blame something else for the decisions that you make. And when you compromise moral stability because someone else demands it, you're compromising God. You're not helping the other, and you are backtracking. And that keeps you caught in the muck. And it doesn't mean that you cast these others off forever. You make a statement, you negotiate a way to be able to go on, the both of you, if that's your choice. But you have to be prepared. When you give an ultimatum, make sure you are right and follow through. People make ultimatums all the time, and after tomorrow, it's all different. If you want to stop a man from drinking, you make him face his own consequences. If he knocks over the garbage pail, you don't cover it up with a neighbor. You say, "Darling, you knocked over the garbage pail. You go talk to him." And when mankind begins to accept its responsibility for itself, you'll get over the booze battle, the brains battle, the drug battle. You'll stop copping out from life to go hide in these addictions, and you will make others around you face their responsibilities for their behavior. And you don't have to be nasty about it. You don't have to shout like I'm shouting. You can just say very quietly, "I've had it. I'm out of here." You are responsible for your actions. "I cannot live in this anymore. Do you want to talk about it?" "Yeah, oh God, yes, dear. I'm sorry. I will never do it again. At least not for 24 hours, because my head hurts too bad. But must we talk about it right now? I mean, I really don't feel too good." Right now, while you're sober and your head hurts. Just one more time. That's all it's going to take. I'm telling you now because I have a new set of rules. So one more time, and you're out. Then I'm telling you one more time, they better be out. They don't have to stay out forever. They just have to understand you mean business. And I know that you think I'm just giving you a lecture on living. No, I'm making a statement. Everybody hear me very well. I am making a public statement. There are some who have continually done us in instantly. There is nothing here to do in. We're not interested in individual spoilage of any kinds of plans. Nobody came down here as an infant and got into anything. Ones are blamed for things that ones before them did. And it is nothing in the world but confrontation and giggle, giggle, silly time. I am putting those people on notice. And that's why I wanted to have this meeting and make a tape rather than just visit with our guests here. Because these are really not guests in any sense of any word that I can conjure. These are the most stable of our team. The most stable, to the point that I feel guilty to allow them to go on out there into the dangers that lurk ever around us constantly. But they will be fine. But I'm going to put a stop. The garbage that keeps flowing back in here. We need to move. And we don't need to be stagnant in the trash heap anymore. I'm tired of being betrayed. Doesn't betray me. And you've gotten enough of those lessons. We need to move on. So I just want to go on record as saying, tit for tat, man, it's going to get nasty. And anybody out there can get on any side they want, but it is going to be responded to, and it's going to be responded to instantly. And I don't care how many don't want to hear it in the paper, don't want to take up their wonderful minds with it on the tapes. This is what we're about. We're not about Sunday afternoon gaggles and meetings. And I know that most of you are so relieved to hear me say that, but expect it to get really interesting as I shut down the quibbling and really hit it. I am going to start telling secrets like you wouldn't believe. Where do you want to start? And all the little secret phone calls and things. I believe in revealing secrets, don't you? We don't keep them. We try to maintain privacy, but we do not keep secrets. My goodness, we've written 150 volumes of secrets. We are exactly what you find. Upstanding, righteous people. Righteous simply meaning we head for the goal of being goodly. We're the goodly company. There's nothing wrong with that term. We're not a cult, we are a goodly company, and we like each other's company, hopefully. But I'm really, really weary of this bashing and this infernal, eternal quibbling. I want the gold back to Dave Overton. The man needs some of it for his care. He should not have to be worrying about what is going to happen. He fell in the facilities, he's fine, and they are responsible for the moment. But this man needs care when he gets out of there and goes home. He has $350,000 tied up by George Green in a court. Why should he do without? While those lawyers and this injustice system holds his assets. And why should he have to go on charity? And I can already hear what Mr. Green's going to say. Well, he put some in the Institute. Yes, and you have been giving it back to him. Don't tell me, Mr. Green, what Sherry Yaunt has in the Institute. She put it in the Institute. It was immediately pulled out this last batch and put into her corporations. And the Institute has still been paying her interest regularly, right on time. And then to pull someone like Betty Tootens into this really makes me angry. She got all the wrong instructions from the burgers. She thought, after talking with George Green, that she could just do this and this and this. She was not an imbecile. She was a bright woman. And her funds are safe as in the hands of God. if she doesn't do something idiotic, which has already happened, by the way. You see, these people, at the insistence of George Greene and George Abbott and that bunch, that is the cult, brothers. Convince these people, and convince them that somehow it was going to be better to destroy the Institute. Tell me how that works. You destroy your own company. How are they going to pay you back what they borrowed from you? Now, does somebody tell me how that works? And if you have gold and you have a call against that gold, and the bank is going to take the gold, but you are not going to do it, because George Greene said, who is foolish? The gold went. Some of those people who deliberately denied and said, I'm not going to because I'm going to pull you down, they don't have any gold backing their loans. So they better hope that this makes it. Because there is no gold cash out in their account. The bank is not selective. It snatches it all if it can. Oh, but EJ over here, Eckers, took all that money and spent it on themselves. Oh, they seem to be still around here watching you suffer while they spend it all. This is foolishness. And anybody who buys into this is foolish, and I don't want them on my team. So consider everything you do as a sorting tool. And it's like the market. I lost in the market. You didn't lose anything until you sell it out short. Everybody hear me? So everything you do, you better think about it. Because you can either make a fortune here or you can wipe it out. Fortunately, if you want to wipe yourself out, you don't wipe anybody else out. And I think there have been some real hard lessons and some really superb lessons in business management. And I am pleased, because if you cannot use the tools offered you, we cannot make it. But I'm putting my enemies on notice, and I'm putting the ones that I don't even consider enemies, they're going to help us. I want them off the dime. But the ones that are going to receive it better start sorting out their own goals and their own attitudes. There need to be some serious attitude adjustments. Now, you see, Mr. Rostow, who is a one of the committee, asked Ron Jackson point blank, or so he says, and I will assume that everything Mr. Jackson says is true, because I prefer it that way. I don't have to worry about it. He does. I don't. But Mr. Rostow wanted to know, point blank, personally, I cannot go into this and I cannot support this. I will support you and I will not interfere with what you want to do in New Mexico. But I have to know if that bunch is like the David Koresh bunch. Is that a cult? So you see, no matter how far you go, aren't you glad that we never formed anything? Because Mr. Jackson can say, no way. And they can send the entire Justice Department out here. And this is the most they'll ever find. And my shouting may really rub off on them. I have a lot of friends on the other end of that computer surveillance line, which, by the way, is wireless. You don't need all these wires. But you do need to get in touch with somebody like Dennis Lee, because we don't need to reinvent wheels. We need to come in with stuff already acceptable. So don't give up these things. We're going to do it. We're in the checkout phase. They're checking us out. And they're not going to find us wanting. We're the best thing that ever happened to them. We just have to sort of sort it out. We're ensuring their survival. They can't handle what's coming against them. And I'm not going to interfere. So we have enough time.
Commander?
Yes.
I was wondering, since the soul energy or soul essence is what keeps a body going, what about all these soulless beings that are going around? What keeps them going?
They have an energy focus. It is just not a directed soul essence from God.
The manufactured energy essence?
No, because you can't manufacture it. It is a hand-me-down type of thing. It is an energy expression.
Just a limited one.
Yes. It's a mutated soul, we'll call it that.
Thank you.
Anything else? Go on your travels, enjoy yourself. Just pay attention and stay safe. Keep God and you are safe. I managed to plug up the holes in an airplane. I can make sure that you're okay. Just don't be foolish. Always act in wisdom. And let's enjoy our journey. I cherish you more than my own life. And I know what life is. And because I am, so can you be. And because I know, so can you remember. Let's enjoy this journey and this challenge.